Hi, I am Seasony and you are listening to season 2. And let's just start talking. No other side topics. So, as you all know me, I was going somewhere. I don't want to disclose that. I went somewhere and I came back from that somewhere place. And when I was back, when I was like coming back from that place, I kind of felt empty, which I always feel. Like maybe you guys have also felt empty once in a while. So I kind of felt empty when I was like coming back. Also, I was really exhausted. So I was walking. I was waiting for my bus. And I felt like I don't belong anywhere, or I don't have a place which I can call home. What is home to you? Yeah, let me ask you that. What is home to you? So I have heard a lot of people say that home is where, like, home is not a place where you live in. Home is something that makes you feel you belong to that, and where you feel happy and you just feel accepted. Is that it? Like, home is a happy place, in short. So as I was coming back and I was like waiting for my bus, I was thinking to myself, no, more like I felt like I don't have a home. I'm not homeless, not yet, but I just feel like I don't have a home. I don't belong to anywhere. And that made me question, what is home exactly to a lot of people? Like, for me, home is somewhere I can get cozy, where I don't have to think about anything. I can just be myself. I can be happy. I can do whatever I want, eat whatever I want, dress whatever I want, do whatever. I said that before. So that's basically home for me, where I can just be myself. So I thought I have like two places where I can't go right now. I have my parents' house and I have my dorm. You can call it a dorm, like a place that I live without my parents. Do you call it a dorm? Should I call it a dorm or a condo? I don't know what people call it. I call it condo. Yeah, so when you get really exhausted, you really want to go home. You want to go home and be yourself. But I felt like I don't have a home because I go at my parents' house. I just don't feel, if my family is listening to this right now, I'm rather guilty. I don't know, but when I'm at my parents' house, okay, my family is there. They're really nice. I can share them things. They share their things with me. I have people to talk to and stuff. Okay, but I just don't feel, you know, the inner happiness or the feeling that, oh, finally I'm home. Yeah. And also, the other place that I have is my condo, like the dorm. Yeah, let's just call it a condo because I am condo, C-O-N-D-O. I don't even know the full form of it. Let me Google it. Well, it's basically a rent house where you live. Condo. Condominium, is that it? Hold on, guys. Yeah, so it's basically condominium. Wait, condominium. is an apartment building in which each apartment is owned by the person who lives there. A condominium is one of the privately owned apartments in a condominium. I won't call it an apartment, but let's just call it a condominium, okay? In short, I'm gonna call it a condo. So the place, the condo that I'm living at. So I thought to myself, okay, then I have other place. I have my condo. I can go there and sleep, eat, whatever I can, like whatever I want to do, I can do that. But I felt like I don't feel happy either at my condo, at the place that I live here in the city. So that really made me sit back and question, like, where is my home and why don't I feel happy anywhere? And for me, home is something where I don't have to think anything, right? But when I'm at my condo, I basically think about stuff, I overthink stuff, like, oh, what's gonna happen with my future? I mean, who doesn't think about future? And literally everyone thinks about their own future, like, what am I gonna do in my future? And how can I get money? How can I earn money? How can I get a job? How can I be happy? Of course, you think about that wherever you are. But I want, for me, when I say home, it should be a place or a thing or a human. When I am there or when I'm with them, I feel I don't have to think about those kind of stuff. And lately I've been so exhausted with my life. So I couldn't get the home that I want in my life. But sometimes I do have a home, like, you know, when I meet some person, when I'm with my favorite person, I get happy and I don't think about those kind of stuff. Like, I don't think about, for a moment I stopped thinking. So maybe lately I haven't been there or met them, or I don't know. But yeah, so basically I'm missing my home, which I don't know where it is. Yeah, so basically, yeah, that's all. So I just wanted to share you guys about the home that I am missing. And I wanted to know, what's your home? And where is your home? Who is your home? Yeah, so if you want to share your home with me, with us, you can, of course, comment us. I mean, review. You can comment and you can DM. You can do whatever you want, but feel free to share your home with us, with me. It might make me happy. Of course, it will make me happy, yes. And one more thing I wanted to add this before leaving. I have often found people tell me, or rather complain to me, or rather, you know, I have heard people say that to me, or I don't know. Okay, let's cut that part. But I have heard, like, people tell me that, or rather ask me, why are you always sad? Why do you always look gloomy? Why are you always depressed? The answer is, I don't know. Because I'm not being depressed or I'm not being sad because I want to. I don't have a choice. Or more like, I know I should work on it. But there are literally people who come and tell me that, why are you sad? Well, you're always sad. Stop being sad. I mean, if that would help, I would have done that way before. So I guess there are people like me too who have experienced this as well. Your friends or like your family comes up and tell you that, don't be sad, stop being sad. You're not allowed to get sad. Yeah. So Let me tell you this. It's okay to be sad. Like, sometimes you just don't feel yourself and you just get sad, you just get depressed, because life is depressing. Life is beautiful, but also it is depressing. Like, everything comes with a good thing and a bad thing, a merit and a demerit. Literally everything has its flaws and everything has its own disadvantages. So yeah, so don't let this kind of talks affect you. And if you're sad, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be sad sometimes. But if you're depressed, maybe that's not okay, because depression is a really deep stuff that most people experience. And so we won't discuss about that now, today. Not today, maybe some other day, but yeah. So that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you guys. A day in my life. So that's what happened to me. And yeah. I'm sick right now, by the way. Which is why my voice kind of sounds weird, I guess. Yeah. And with that, we are ending our episode. We are ending our today's episode. And of course, stay tuned. Keep listening to us. And keep supporting Season E and Season 2. As you guys have always been doing. And thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us so far. I will always be grateful to you guys, to my dear listeners. Yeah, this is your very own host, Sisney. And with that, I'm signing off for today. See you soon. Stay tuned, stay safe, and stay happy.